Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. We have a very exciting morning. First, we're going to start by saying happy holidays. This is Thanksgiving week, and this is the start of the holiday season. So I want to say happy holidays. And since it is Thanksgiving week, we are going to talk about how gratitude can change your life and the art of making happiness a habit, because with Thanksgiving, there's a lot of gratitude. We also have a special guest coming on in about 30 minutes. Her name is Sharon Shaw. She is a spiritual consultant. She has a website that's mergingspirit.com, so I want you to go to mergingspirit.com so you can really learn all about what she's doing. And she will be taking calls, so you can spend 2 to 3 minutes talking with her. Call her and ask her a question, and she will use her spiritual guides to give you some answers. You have to hear this one. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you, and I am on air with Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning to all our listeners. Yes, happy, happy Thanksgiving. It's a great day, and it's going to be a great year, and it's very exciting to come into this holiday season. Our mantra is do what makes you happy. Look at what gives you joy. Listen to what lifts your spirit. And speak to those that warm your heart. I felt so good when I put this and read this and decided that this was going to be our new mantra, because if you do what this says, what a great way to start your day. And as Patty was saying, we're coming into Thanksgiving, and it's a great time to reflect on giving thanks and how gratitude can change your life. So the point of Thanksgiving is to remember the things that we have to be grateful for. It's our special time to give thanks. And it's not just for the obvious, like the food we eat or the clothes we wear, but it's for the thousands of fortunate moments, the multitude of blessings that we receive each year. And I always say it's not always as easy as it sounds. You know, we tend to remember the bad things much more easily than the good. And I'm going to give you some tips so that you can make thankfulness an everyday habit. And if you use these tools, it will benefit you throughout the year. So begin by keeping a gratitude journal. I love talking about gratitude journals. If you write lists of all the things that you're grateful for, from the very smallest thing to the multitude of things that happen throughout our day, write that down every day. Write a little bit more and, add to it. So we're coming into Thanksgiving, and it's a great time to reflect on giving thanks and how gratitude can change your life. And the point of Thanksgiving is to remember the things that we have to be grateful for, and it's our special time to give thanks. So it's not just for the obvious, like the food that we eat, the clothes that we're wearing, but it's for the thousands of fortunate moments that we've had, you know, the multitude of blessings that we've received each year. And it's not always as easy as it sounds. We tend to remember the bad things.
Right, and we forget the good things.
And it's, you know, much more easily than the good. And I'm going to give you some of the tips that you can be thankful for and make thankfulness an everyday habit. And if you use these tools, it will benefit you through your life and through your year. So begin by making a gratitude journal. Write down all the things that you're grateful for, no matter if it's a little thing. All the little things keep adding up, and just keep adding to that journal all the time. You know, only don't write down negative things, only positive ones. You know, like you're grateful for getting through the rush hour traffic hour safely, and you know, grateful that you saw a beautiful sunset, and think of all the good things that happened. Even though there were challenges that happened first, like if you hadn't experienced unemployment, then you wouldn't never have acquired the skills that got you a more fulfilling job. And don't focus on what you don't have, focus on what you do have. So, like, how fortunate are you to have the love and the support in your life? And think about the people and the places that make you smile. So give thanks for all things.
So what you're saying, Sherry, is to keep a gratitude journal, but I want to add that don't just write down the things that you think you should be grateful for. Really get into the feeling, get into the emotion, and it's, you know, there's a difference as opposed to just going through the motion or really feeling it. And I think that as you are journaling, just stop and think. It just takes a few seconds to stop and think and really get to that grateful feeling from your inner soul.
It's true. You have to, you know, put your emotions behind it. And give thanks for all things. So giving back often as you can. I think that service and giving back is what I've learned this year. Well, I've learned it a couple of years, but more often now, how important it is to keep giving back, because what you give away is what you get back. So, you know, even if it's friendly greetings, it all makes a difference, you know. Make somebody smile. Let others know when they've done something that you're thankful for. You know, it's the attitude of gratitude. We always talk about that. Attitude of gratitude, it can turn your life around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we talk about attitude, it's that attitude that makes us feel happy or unhappy, and we can choose happiness every day. I wanted to say that gratitude unlocks the fulfillment of life, and it turns what we have into enough and more. And it turns denial into acceptance. It turns chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. And gratitude makes sense of our past. It brings peace for today, and it creates a vision for tomorrow. You know, if we concentrate on finding whatever is good in every situation, we will realize that our life is filled with gratitude, and that feeling fills our soul. And there's a calmness to living in gratitude. It's a quiet joy. And we are exactly where we're supposed to be in life. And I would say if the only prayer that we ever say is thank you, then that will be enough. There's so much to be thankful for. And we can be thankful for what we don't already have also. Everything that, you know, if we already had everything that we wanted, we wouldn't be able to continue to get what we still want to have. So if we're thankful for our difficult times, you know, those are the times that we grow the most. We can be thankful for each new challenge that comes our way, because that will build order and strength and character. And, oh, yeah, we can be thankful for our mistakes in life. Those mistakes teach us valuable lessons.
They're lessons, and it's true, Sherry. Being grateful for our mistakes or for our hardship is, it's hard to get to that spot because there's some pain associated with hardship and mistakes, but it's really one way of getting out of feeling painful from it, painness
mm-hmm.
from it. So
that's true. Well, I'm going to go on a little. I'm going to get back to gratitude, but I want to also let you know that, you know, it is true that we meet all kinds of situations during the day, and some of them may not be conducive to our happiness. But we can choose to keep thinking about the unhappy events, or we can choose to refuse to think about them and instead relish the happy moments. All of us go through situations and circumstances, but we do not have to let them influence our reactions and our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like holding up that board. You know, you do not have to let someone else's negativity or unhappiness ruin your joy. You don't have to let them bring you down. If we let our outer events influence our moods, we become slaves. And, you know, we lose our freedom. So let our happiness be determined by outer forces, you know. But on the other hand, we can free ourselves from our outer influences and we can choose to be happy.
Well, I think it's all in the way you react. If there is somebody who's doing something that could bring you down, just do something to bring them up. And if it doesn't work, get out of the picture for a little bit. Put some distance there, even if it's a best friend. Just, you know, take your space, and you just have to manage your own feelings and emotions. And sometimes when you bring somebody else up into a higher vibration, you feel you even go higher. So I think it's great to be able to do that.
Yes, it is. And then you say, like, what is happiness? You know, it is a feeling of inner peace and satisfaction. It's usually experienced when there are no worries or fears or thoughts of obsessing, you know, and this usually happens when we do something we love to do or when we get a win-win situation and we're able to achieve something of value.
Well, at this point, Sherry, I want to invite our listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, you can send us an email to thegoodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders, you can download the show through iTunes and take us with you wherever you go. So if you want to learn more about that, go to the website, www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. And I would like to encourage you to rate the show. When you go to the website, you'll see an area where you can give us a rating. So far, we have 5-star ratings across the board. So, hint, hint, we want to keep that 5-star rating. And you can also blog with other people. So while you're on the website, explore, have fun. I want you to know that you can subscribe to the show and get notified whenever the show airs right into your computer. So this is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. So getting back to making happiness a habit, here's a few tips to making your happiness a habit. One, I say, change the way you look at things. If you change your perception of the way you look at things, it's amazing how you can switch that around. So change the way you look at things. Number two, I say, is think of solutions, not problems. Live in the solution. Let me tell you, people, that is a much better way to live. If you're living in the solution and not the problem, big, big change.
Mm-hmm.
it will turn things around for you, because we always get into these situations and we go, you know, how am I gonna react? Is it plan A or is it plan B? And if we look at the solutions and not the problems, it moves the spirit. And it just moves you into a different direction. I always say, like, listen to relaxing music. This is a really nice thing to incorporate in your day. Always, you know, find your favorite music. If you're, you know, you come home after a hard day and you're working and, you know, you want to have a relaxing, you know, change your headspace. Turn on to some nice music. Also, one of my greatest tools is pick up an inspiring book, you know, read. Like, there's a lot of books out there that are daily, meditational, inspirational books that if you read it, like, you know, it's dated by the month and the day, and you can just read one for the day, and it puts a different perspective for you, and it gives you a little glimpse of what's real and how to just get back in touch with your spirit and your center. Watch your thoughts. whenever you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, start thinking positive. Like I always tell you, our negative thoughts are the weeds in the garden, and we need to pluck those out and plant flowers. So that's you know, one of the things that we always talk about, how to change that negative thinking around, and especially now during the holidays, you want to keep those spirits high and keep them in a clarity. Always look at what you have and don't look at what you don't have. You know, this makes a big difference when you're in the positive and when you're excited and grateful for what you do have and not for what you don't have. Mm-hmm. Because if you really look at what you have everything that you need to enjoy your here and now. It's being in this moment, being right here now, that's the important thing, not thinking about what you don't have, because all those things are in the future. It is the past is history, the future is a mystery, and today is the present. So, we want to always, as Patty and I are always talking more about this type of thing, about living your life from the positive. We've gotten so many emails from people that have called in or emailed us about the situations in their life and how they were really going through a downtime and a downstream, and they heard our show, and they heard that I talk about change the channel when you're thinking negative, change the channel, think about something positive, reframe what you're thinking. Sometimes it takes a little practice to do that, because you want to always be in the positive, and some people have never been able to do that, and it takes a little practice to keep changing. As soon as you see a negative thought comes in, you change it into a positive.
I think that's the key, Sherry. If you recognize it, the faster you recognize it, you can go to work and get yourself out of it by changing your thoughts. But if you just get stuck in that feeling and you don't recognize it, you're wasting time.
That's true. And always expect happiness. If you always expect happiness, then you usually get it. You know, don't be, you know, oh, nothing ever happens for me, you know, or in that place of you're just always in a humdrum or thinking negative or, you know, this is not working for me. It might work for you, but it's not going to work for me.
I call that a case of the memes.
That's good.
When you get a case of the memes, stop, think, and change the way you're thinking.
Yeah, that's very good, Patty Black. Love that. And be happy for each other. You know, you don't have to envy other people's happiness. Be happy that they're happy. Because happiness is something that is it's exciting. You catch it. You know, it's you're around happiness, you get it back. And, you know, you want to associate with happy people. Get those negative people out of your life. You don't want to be around negative people that bring you down, people that have ulterior motives, abusive. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, but in a way I am, because I believe it. I believe that, you know, this is our life, you know, and we have the opportunity to create joy in our life. We have the choices. Every day it's a choice to be happy. We wake up in the morning and we go, you know, what can I give today? Who can I help today? Make them smile. Make people smile. That's such a blessing when you can bring other people happiness and bring happiness and joy to their life, and mm-hmm. you know, make them smile, put on a happy face.
And especially this week, being holiday week, put a little more effort into it, because I know that sometimes the holidays are not always happy events for people, or it just causes a little more stress because the whole family's getting together or you're trying to make a plan, and it just, sometimes people have difficult times during the holidays. And you know, if you're getting into that mode, just remember, you know, it's only a day. You know, you can be friendly. You can ease up on the resentment you may have for the people, that the other family members, and just get through the day. And you know, this time next week it'll be over. So, so I want you to have a very nice holiday. And I think we do have a caller calling in. So I want to bring this caller in and see what they have to say today. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hello?
Hello? Who do
Hello?
We have on air with us?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
This is Nancy Sekarota in California.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
How you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
This is good.
So do you have something you'd like to add?
Oh, I just love the show. It wakes me up. I'm in my second stage of waking up. I go through five stages. And it's beautiful to wake up to this with my high
Thank
tea.
You.
And it's just well, very, very, with a smile on my face. And I'm looking over the mountains right now. I'm on the computer room, and I'm hearing you guys talking. And this is really great. It looks like you're having a lot of, it seems like you're having a lot of fun with this, apparently, with this show. And, you know, and that radiates. And you're having fun, and I'm having fun, you know, listening to you guys have fun. You're saying very knowledgeable things and truthful things, and I'm just writing them down, you know.
Well, we really appreciate that you're sharing that with us and our listeners. That's what it's all about. We want to touch people and have them just have a pleasant day. So I want to thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nancy, for calling in and telling us that, because we wanted to talk a little bit more about gratitude and let people know what gratitude means, because to live in a state of gratitude is probably the greatest gift that we can receive. And whatever happens, there is gratitude. You know, it comes from the core of all of our experiences, all of our decisions, and all of our actions are filled with gratitude. And, you know, you've listened to our show, and you know that we always talk about writing down a grateful list, and we really appreciate that you listen to us and you get something out of it and that you've called to let us know. Thank you.
Thank you, because this is really everybody should listen to this show when they wake up in the morning. It'll have a different outlook on their day.
Excellent. Well,
that's wonderful. Did you hear that, listeners? Well, thank you, Nancy, for calling in from California. Call us again sometime. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's nice to have a caller like that. It's always good to get positive feedback.
It is. That's what we are. That's what we're here for. We want to put positive things out there. We want to make a difference in people's day. We want to tell them something that we feel can change their day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have a fabulous guest calling in. We have Sharon Shaw. She's a spiritual consultant, and she will be taking calls too. So I think we're going to have an exciting half hour. I think she might be calling in now, but before we bring her on, I'd like for you to finish on gratitude.
Actually, you know, I'm pretty finished. I just want to say that, you know, sometimes gratitude doesn't come easy for people, but it's like you can fake it till you make it is the thing I always say. If you say it often enough, the body will start feeling the joy inside, and you just go with it. Just start your day. Just say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And have a great, great holiday, everybody.
Oh, yes, that's really nice. Thank you, Sherry, for all of your valuable information. Listeners, get a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to give you the call-in number so that you can call in and ask Sharon Shaw a question. The number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. 5983. Let's see if we can bring our guest in. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning. How are
Good
you?
Good morning.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, how are you, ladies? How
welcome,
you?
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning. I feel so and truly blessed and grateful for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Sharon. Could you please just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, actually, I come from generations of spiritualists. And, well, as a teen, I was always fascinated by the different forms of divination. Well, I grew up watching my mother use the tarot cards. Mm-hmm. I remember her laying a spread out and her, you know, looking at the cards and receiving the information. But I would say to her, why are you doing that? And she would say, well, hey, it's not a bad idea to get a sneak preview. So I'm like, okay, well, hey, we went with that. But then again, I also remember watching her Greek friend read from the coffee cup. So again, a lot of these things truly fascinated me. But as I got older, I was your typical career woman as a property manager managing luxury high-rise properties. And after being laid off, which was a blessing in disguise, I might add, and I remember telling my mother, well, I'd just been laid off. She said, well, congratulations. And I said, okay. And I said, all righty. So, hey, those words of wisdom always came through at the right time. Mm-hmm. So I would say I came to recognize my gift to include my own form of doing the tarot. And I continue to expand my awareness to channeling messages both from the loving souls and entities on the other side, and different spiritual guides. So, based on that, again, it totally opened up a brand new world that I just felt so connected to.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the
what is mergingspirit.com?
Well, mergingspirit.com. Well, it's a name actually that came to me about 3 years ago. And it actually found me. And it was actually a spiritual picture that illustrates a person emerging from a lotus flower. And what looked to me at that moment of looking at that picture was like Christ consciousness, which means that, you know, it can come to all of us at any moment if we are able to just be still, breathe in the divine light, and allow ourselves to be born anew. So that's what actually happened for me when, you know, this picture came to me. But in any place, I use that as the name of the company and what we all are. And I have three other spiritual sisters that are affiliated with me and Merging Spirits, but we all pretty much complement each other. So it's a wonderful experience to be able to complement each other and just be totally joyful in doing the work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
How has that influenced your life personally, being able to feel this or this energy?
Well, again, I remember there was a period in my life where I felt as if, you know, they were pretty much hard years of my life, but by the same token, coming to the realization we totally possess this inner spirituality that if we just tapped into it, we could be totally a part of just emerging, you know, or allowing this energy to just come from within and just letting it flow. So, honestly, I stopped getting in my own way. Getting in my own way and trying to, you know, control the desired outcome,
mm-hmm.
instead of just surrendering. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
from the moment that I was able to surrender and just say okay, I mean, it's been a wonderful journey so far. So all my needs are met, all my needs are taken care of. So I am grateful for everything that I pretty much come in contact with on a daily basis, and it just continues from that moment forward.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's beautiful.
That's been my life, but honestly, it's been a wonderful experience, and every day I'm just learning new things. So again, I'm just open to allowing Spirit to guide me. So that's
great,
pretty
Sharon.
Much how I got the name and how that's influenced my life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about that also on the show, about really, you know, getting in touch with that center and your spirit inside, and keeping, you know, being able to get in touch with on a daily basis.
Exactly. Yes.
Each person personally to surrender to each situation, and you know, as we were talking about letting, you know, not living in the problems, living in the solution, and being able to have somebody like you that somebody can tap into.
Right, because again, if we're all coming from a place of speaking our own divine truth,
mm-hmm.
it will touch so many people, and it'll be the right words coming at the right time, and it's just, again, being able to allow that energy to just touch you and let it allow it to be. So, yeah, that's an amazing feeling, so I'm so happy to be able to experience that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you work with people over the phone, or do you work with people in private sessions? And
I do both. Well, I mean, we will actually, if I do phone readings, we pretty much do a few breathing exercises. And, you know, taking deep cleansing breaths are pretty much within itself a meditation. So, you know, you have people that feel like, oh, well, a meditation should be this or a meditation should be that. It shouldn't be anything. Just feel it. And whatever it means to you, allow it.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, pretty much try to explain, you know, a lot has to do with changing your own frequency.
Well, I think we have a caller coming in.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we have a few calls that are getting a little backed up. Are you ready to take a call? Maybe
sure.
Minutes
sure.
with somebody? Okay, hold on. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Hello? Do we have a portion? Welcome to the Good News Show. Okay, that caller may be on a cell phone. We can't hear them. So while we still have you here, what I would like for you to talk about is this event that you're going to be having.
Wow, the event. I am so...
the event.
The event of the year. Yes, I am so, so excited to be a part of the Reverend Hoyt Spirit Card event. You know, for some time I've had the great pleasure of being a part of hosting some amazing metaphysical and spiritual people over the years. But he is definitely one of the few that have wowed me.
Like that.
He has wowed me. So, well, again, he's an ordained spiritual minister from a place called Chesterfield, Indiana. And he's gone all over the United States and all over the place. So, again, he comes to Florida every year as a part of like a circuit, so to speak. But he will actually be visiting us during the month of November, December 7th through to the 11th. And we have three different nights that are before the Spirit Card Circle. And what that is exactly is, I mean, I'll just give you a brief rundown of what that is. Once you arrive at the circle, you'll be given a piece of paper. And it's a small little piece of paper which you'll be asked to write a question down. And you'll also be asked to write several names of people that are actually still here or in spirit. And then he will actually collect those papers, and then he puts them off to the side. So before the actual questions are answered, he first whips out a brand new set of 5x7 index cards. They're brand new, but he gives it to a participant of the circle and has that person open it for everyone to show everyone that they're blank, nothing written on it, brand new. So what he'll do then is put them inside of a basket, and after that, he pretty much layers this basket. He layers it with the cards, the blank index cards, pencils, pens, crayons, markers, pastels, and all with the covers on them. Because he's actually explained to us that our guides and teachers and loved ones use the essence of these things, you know, the ink, the material, and the pigment, so that sharpening the pencils or removing the covers are not necessary. So after he layers the basket, which I call it making a lasagna, he will then cover down the basket, and then he puts it off to the side, and it stays in plain view. Now, after he's done that, he will blindfold himself, well, tape his eyes shut, then blindfolds himself, and then he will hold each piece of paper. Now, those papers, the name of those papers are called billets, and billets is like a French word for little letter. But he pretty much picks up on the vibration on the papers, and then he is actually delivering messages to all the participants while it's cooking. So after he has delivered a message to each participant, he will then take off the blindfold and everything and then go back to the basket. Those blank cards then come out with actual pictures on them. And beautiful pictures, I might add. We have an example of one of the spirit cards on the Merging Spirit website. But you turn the card over, it has different, it's signed by either loved ones, ancestors, spirit guides, you name it. It could be signed by anyone. Like last year, I had my card signed by Jesus. So I'm like, whoa. But it was an awesome, awesome event to experience. So it will definitely be worthwhile for anyone who would like to participate. So, and it's limited to 25 seats per circle. So, you know, if people are definitely interested in witnessing this wonderful energy, just feel free to give me a call or go on the Merging Spirit website and take it from there.
Well, it sounds like it's fabulous event. Yes, we want the, how do people contact you? Yes, give out the information.
Okay, well, my direct line is 305-785-0039, or they can go to the Merging Spirit website, which is www.mergingspirit.com. Okay.
And
so,
do you have an email address for our listeners?
Sure. Sharon Shaw at mergingspirit.com.
Okay, and repeat the dates again.
Okay, the dates will be, well, for the spirit card, it will be December 7th, 9th, and 11th, all starting promptly at 7 p.m. And on December 8th and 10th, after the actual spirit card, you would like to have a private session with him. That's also that can also be arranged, provided that there are seats available for that.
Okay. And can those sessions be done over the phone, or do they need to be done in person?
Well, no, those have to be in person. Yes.
In person. Okay. And you said he's in Florida once a year. Does he travel around the United States, or is he in another?
He travels all around the United States. I know the last time I spoke to him, I want to say a week or so ago, he was already in Denver. And then he was going out to Phoenix after that. And then the beginning of the month, he starts here in Florida. Like the first week, he'll start in a place called Clearwater, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he'll be coming to Hollywood. And then from Hollywood, I believe he goes to out west somewhere, and but again, it's like a whole circuit.
So wow, he really covers a lot of ground while he's here in Florida. So listeners,
this
is almost like a once a year event. So get in touch with Sharon Shaw at mergingspirit.com so that you can find out more details about it and register to attend before it gets full.
Yes,
definitely. Right. Take advantage of this time because this is the beginning of the new year, and it's a fun time to get in touch with what's coming up. What do the knowledgeables know and feel, and what they feel about what's going on for you. It's a great time to get in touch with somebody like Sharon and to come to a Voice event. And it always interests me, Sharon, because I'm always been involved with psychic people in my life, and my best friend, and I live with a psychic for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting to see, how the knowledge of the psychic and then how they can go right back into their natural life.
Yes.
And that you have that your own life and your own stuff going on, and then when you center and when you get in touch with talking to another person, that just comes through, and it's always something that wowed me.
Oh, yes, definitely, and that we all possess this within ourselves, so we don't really have to really go outside of ourselves, but, again, it's always good to receive confirmation.
So. Well, you think that this needs to be taught, how we can go into ourselves, or because, if you're sitting in meditation or you're waiting for some answers or, it seems something usually comes through. I like to go into a meditation and all of a sudden I get an idea of something that I want to do, but does somebody need to be taught this?
No, actually, and again, I always, my advice that I give at times is, when we pray, that's us asking.
Right.
But when we're in meditation, that's us receiving the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, within itself, just be patient with yourself. And I say don't have an expectation of what you think it ought to be. Just, again, being more in the moment. And that took a little while for me to understand within myself. I finally was able to say, I remember if I would take a walk, say, across the street to the local store, I would just be with them, whole thing of getting to the store. But I honestly stopped for a moment to say, let's really walk to the store, but see what's on the way to the store. And take in all the flowers, take in the trees, take in the smells, take in the breeze, and really be with that moment. And that's how we can actually learn to be in the moment. And I, another thing I also advise, start with the little things. Even the trip to the restroom. If you turn on the water to wash your hands, feel the water on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the sensation, but smell the soap. Smell
right.
What it smells like to you, And being able to do that for a change was like a pretty enlightening experience, let me tell you. Just start with the little things, again, because we all have this expectation of what we think it should be, and, if we take the shit out of it and the expectation out of it, trust me, a brand new world will emerge.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, because it's like keep it simple.
Keep it simple and, again.
And be present.
Be present.
Mm-hmm.
Be present to your life. So, Sharon, I do have callers. I want to try to bring another caller in. I know we didn't have success with the first time we tried this, but let's see if we can get somebody else online. Hello, welcome to the Good News Show.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Caller, we see you there. However, you must be on a cell phone or something. We cannot hear you. If you can get to a landline, please call us back. We appreciate you calling. Okay, let me pull another.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm switching my phone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. You're on the air.
All right.
We have a question.
That's Nancy. Oh, I'm in stage five. I have 5 stages of waking up. This is great. I love this show. I love listening to it. Sharon, I have a question for you.
All right, and I'm sorry. Can you repeat your name for me, please?
Nancy.
Okay, Nancy. Well, first of all, let me just start out by saying I want you to focus on a question, but I want you to ask the question in your mind.
Okay.
Okay. Now, again, I will give you a message, but sometimes even if it's not what you want to hear, that's what Spirit wants you to know.
Okay.
All right? So, but go ahead, please. Ask your question and let me know once you've asked the question in your mind.
You want me to ask it right now?
Yeah, ask the question right now in your mind.
In my mind, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Have you done that?
Yes.
All righty. Hold on just one moment. Let me see what comes up here for you. Okay. Well, it seems there is some type of a turning point for someone. Do you have a young man in around you now?
Oh, I have like a cat, who's a young man.
Well, other than that, like a nephew, someone of, you know.
Yeah, I have a nephew. Yeah,
okay,
I have a nephew.
Okay, but he's. Sorry?
I have 2 of them.
Oh, okay, cool. But, I mean, you're a big part in their life?
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay, well, it seems as if, now, let me ask you another question, if I may. One of them, is that person like a, let's see, a Libra? And that's,
actually, he is. Yeah, he is.
Okay, well, it seems like this Libra is going through a turning point. Meaning, I would say, in with the old, I mean, out with the old, in with the new. Do you understand what that means for him?
Not really with him, but I guess I, you know, maybe, you know.
Okay. Well, first of all, what was your question now that you did ask it to yourself? What was your question?
My question was, well, was I meant to be a healer? H-E-A-L-E-R.
Ah, well, this is really starting to make sense now. You're getting in your own way, it seems, huh? You are not allowing yourself the patience, that you don't give yourself the kudos, but it seems like things are a bit on the confusing side for you right now, is it not?
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, I have 2 businesses. I'm promoting myself into another one, and it's taking 48 hours of my 8 days a week.
Okay, but what they're asking here is, and when I say they, I'm referring to my guides that are assisting me, but it's time for you to step back from all of this and look at it for what it really is, but it's a time for solitude for you.
I was thinking that last night.
Oh, well, honey, it is like so here. I mean, you have to really just step back because you see you're so like hands-on on everything that's going on around you. You're creating these other situations where, honestly, it's not really necessary. You know, you're creating things that are not really there. So, again, it's time for you to now, whenever you find yourself or your life becoming in that sense like that, you just need to just step back from all of this and say, you know what, I need to breathe. I need to center myself and take cleansing breaths and just inhale through the nose, let your stomach expand like the Buddha, and then hold it. Then you'll start listening to your heartbeat, and that's you connecting with yourself. And then release it, let go all that needs to be let go of, and just be. Things will then start to become a lot clearer for you. And follow
that's
your
really
heart.
Good. Yeah, we were talking about that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Follow your heart, my dear, because, again, you know, you are an excellent healer, and you are actually doing this in a previous lifetime. This is not just something that you just picked up now, okay? So, again, you know, with all these feelings that are coming in now, they're all for a reason. So, you know, don't discount them. Run with them.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, and that will be your turning point, my dear. Change will then follow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Wow. It's always just amazing to see how this does work.
Yes. So, you know, again, like I said, sometimes we tend to get in our own way. And honestly, if we just allow, surrender, let it go, be, we'll be all right.
And you know what? People need to be reminded about that, because sometimes we know it, and then we forget it.
Oh, yes. So a reminder every so often, because I have friends that, you know, a particular girlfriend that would say, well, I've been asking for this for so long. Can you tell me how come I haven't gotten it yet? Well, if you're not vibrating it, honey, you're not going to get it. So if you keep on asking, that means you're coming from a place of, like, the shallows, I call it. And that means you're not trusting that it will be, you know. So, again, just allow it and just let it flow. And know that if you put it out in the universe once, trust me, the universe knows nothing about time, where we are just, you know, so prone, and, you know, so we're so surrounded about, you know, time, you know, 5 minutes to get there, it'll take us 10 minutes, but our 5 minutes is the universe's 5 years. So again, it all depends, but start vibrating the things that you want to come into you. It's just, you know, a whole new world, that's what I call it.
Yeah, we also, you know, we talk about in the affirmation of acting as if, or saying the positive that I am experiencing, you know,
like you
success
already,
in this. Like you already have it,
yeah,
vibrating that energy of already, it's already here, and then the universe just follows. You know what you say, and changing your thoughts about the negative, and yeah. So that's really good information.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, and I strongly believe in vision boards. You know, we can creatively manifest our future, so to speak. So meaning if we're looking at our vision boards and what have you, we are constantly creating, you know, what we would like to manifest. So, again, I mean, but changing the whole frequency and allowing, yes, definitely. I believe in that wholeheartedly.
Right. I did a vision book this year. Like,
oh, really?
Yes, it's a book, in a photograph book, you know, one of those albums, and you open it up, and it's all the things that I have and I have acquired up until now, and I can look up and say, oh, I got that, I did that, that's happening. It's great.
Isn't it an awesome experience?
It really is. Yeah, it's a great thing to do.
Moment.
It's a nice thing to do also with the family, to sit down and take out pictures and put it all together, and or with a partner.
Yes,
great.
Well, I have 2 sons, 1 5 and 1 14. And my 14-year-old, oh, Mom, will I want this? Oh, Mom. And I say, well, honey, so start manifesting it. Start creatively visualizing this stuff. And he's looking at me, but after he saw my vision board, he's like, okay, I think I better get one going. So, yes, you can start from any age, trust me.
And which one is into sports?
They both are. I have my oldest, which is 14. He's in basketball and football.
Wow.
They made it to the playoffs, and they were undefeated, and, you know, going through that whole emotional roller coaster with him, and, you know, they unfortunately lost the game, the playoff game this weekend. So, again, he was wearing his emotions. I'm like, honey, come on now. I know
well,
this is a new emotion for you.
Well, Sharon, we have 1 more minute left.
Yes.
So is there something you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I would definitely want to leave the listeners with, a small tidbit. I mean, I'm always here. I'm here to do the divine work. So, again, I am totally open to helping others and changing people's lives because of how I actually transform my life. I am more than happy and willing to assist a lot of people. So, again, I mean, always receiving guidance and positive guidance and surrounding ourselves with wonderful, loving energy. And, again, as I was listening earlier, I mean, not surrounding ourselves with lower levels of energy. and people will actually feel that and understand that and, you know, again, get to higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's always important to just make sure you are vibrating and just check your levels of consciousness on a daily basis. Am I in a higher vibration or lower vibration?
Oh, that's great. Stay on the positive vibration. So
there
you have it, listeners. You have been listening to Sharon Shaw from MergingSpirit.com. And we encourage you to contact Sharon regarding the event with Reverend Hoyt Robinette and the Spirit Card Circle. Sharon, thank you for being on air with us. And we do hope you come back on at a later point in time where we can get more callers and have you help them.
I would be most delighted. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a great day and great holiday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Listeners, you have been listening to The Good News Show. Stay tuned next week.